Shea45 is the morning after, and I'm Angela Yee.
Elliot Wilson.
And I'm the emoticon Farragut Foster.
And we're doing Weird Science.
Yeah, man. Check it out. Come see our latest creation. Those are the words on the invitation sent out by Apple for its special event to go down this Wednesday, January the 27th. Now, Apple keeps secrets better than the former Soviet KGB, so no one knows exactly what the big announcement will be, but all rumors indicate that Apple will finally unveil its tablet PC.
Woo!
That everybody's been waiting for. Now, Apple's been developing a tablet PC since the 80s, but rumor has it the company will finally pop the cherry this week for sure. Hopefully. It could be the biggest.
I didn't know it went back to the 80s.
Since the 80s, they've been working.
Or maybe they have a new iPod coming out.
Well, they're saying that this might be like kind of like an iPod. Here's what we know so far. It's rumored to be pretty much a supersized iPod Touch, which possibly like a 10-inch diagonal screen that may cost between $700 and $1,000, placing it between 10 inches.
You don't like 10 inches, Ange?
It's awesome.
Placing it between an iPhone and a MacBook. Now, in addition to playing music and video, we'll also have a browser, Wi-Fi, and the ability to run web applications, and probably pretty much run on some type of phone network. Verizon has already confirmed that its wireless device network will connect to some type of soon-to-be-released Apple device. They're not saying what, of course.
Why wouldn't it be AT&T?
They're saying that other mobile device networks will also be able to carry it. They're saying it's a non-exclusive deal with Verizon, so that's good. Those are like, that's the most popular rumor out there, that there is something coming. They're not really sure what it's going to be.
I'm going to find out.
Well, on Wednesday with the rest of the
now
world.
Now I'm going to call and find out.
You're going to call Apple.
Yeah. Get some inside
call. Just put a call in, yo. You never know. You never know. Now, here's some of the smaller rumors out there regarding like the supposed tablet PC, whatever. It's saying that it might be pretty much the ultimate universal remote control for all your digital media. They're saying that with photos and music and video collections scattered throughout the entire home networks and devices and also online sites, many people have a problem like putting it all together. So maybe this may be Apple's universal remote system that serves like a hub to handle all this content. So from any place in the room, you'll be able to access everything.
I hate universal remote controls.
Yeah, because you always lose them. Yeah, and they always break.
I like to have different ones for different things. Yeah. This is for the TV. This is for the cable box. This is for the TiVo.
Yeah.
This is for the DVD player.
All right, so you don't like that feature. Rumors are also saying that the device may be... That's not for Inch. It may be some type of e-reader that's going to like help you read digital magazines and newspapers and maybe perhaps books. People have been waiting for like the so-called e-readers, the other ones, to get color screens and better multimedia features. And they're saying that this may be the answer to their prayers because Apple's going to get in the business and completely shut it down.
I've never used an e-reader. I don't know if I would like it. I like turning pages.
That's what I like, highlighters and all that.
Right, you can, yeah. Maybe they have a highlight feature on the e-reader.
That's what they're hoping for.
Yeah, they probably need that.
A recent report in the Wall Street Journal also said that the tablet PC may be a product that can be shared amongst multiple people in the home and in the classroom. So they're saying that this might be some type of network device.
Community.
Yeah, like all that whole social networking thing. But I don't know. The big question remains, though, what will Apple call its tablet? Now, the top running names include iSlate, Magic Slate, iGuide, and the iPad. Apple has apparently filed trademarks for
each of these tablet names.
That's what I'm saying. Or even iTablet.
iTablet. Yeah. I think it's either iTablet or iSlate.
iSlate or iTablet?
Yeah.
I go with iTablet or MacTab.
Okay. I think
iSlate, but iTablet is a backup.
The world will find out on Wednesday, the 27th. Apple is looking to like pretty much just shatter everything, yo. I'm going for
all Apple everything.
Around $900.
What are you doing? What? Say it again.
I'm going for the name MacTab or MacTablet, and it's going to cost about $900.
All right. Well, the most important question, really.
Yeah.
Will Rosa Acosta be able to use it? We'll find out next. Shea 45. Oh, yeah.